This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem. Peak Christmas season. So what's going on at Osmond Designs?
We are selling a lot of presents, a lot of gifts, and oftentimes that includes gift cards and gift certificates. I love it. I'm seriously obsessed when the cute husband comes in and he has a huge smile on his face and he buys a gift card for his cute little wife, or maybe it's the boyfriend, I don't know, but it's adorable. And then the wife gets to come in and buy whatever she wants.
Does a guy ever come in and say, hey, I need a couch for my wife. This is like what color that she likes. Pick something out for me. And could you gift wrap it? Do they ever do that?
No, but we have had a lot come in and say, my wife has been wanting this sectional or this bedroom set or whatever that is for a long time. And I'm going to surprise her. And then we always love to scheme and plan with him on getting it delivered to the neighbor's garage or something.
Oh, wow.
Before, so that on Christmas Day, he can walk her over there or put it in the basement or something while she's gone. So then he can surprise her, which is always fun to be in on all those great surprises.
Okay, so a lot of guys are like running around. They're driving around listening right now saying, I don't know what to get for my wife. She won't give me a list. What do you recommend out of the store?
Oh, I right now I'm recommending the bedding collection just because it's brand new. It's an Osmond Designs and Minky Couture collaboration. The absolute softest fabrics in the world, and they're in just luxurious, beautiful colors. You can get duvet covers and comforters and Euro shams and kidney pillows. And beautiful, beautiful things for your beds. But also you can use those accent pillows for your sofas as well, or chairs. And it's almost like having a little bunny or a chinchilla or something, and you can just pet them. And these,
you know, that's fair, because I got one of the first ones from you, the new duvet collection. What is it? It's Minky X Osmond Designs. Is that what the collection's called?
Yes.
And it's amazing. The only thing I want to advise is if you're going to buy one, bring a forklift or a crane. This blanket is so heavy. Duvet,
yes. And these are not the Minky blankets. This is their bedding, which is a whole different thing. Most of us probably have 5 or 6 blankets in our homes. But once you get this bedding on your bed, there should be a danger or a warning label associated with the packaging that says, you know, danger, you may not want to leave your bed after you get the bedding on your bed.
Okay, so cool story. I'll tell what happened. You said, I have a duvet for you from the new collection. And I said, Heather, that's so nice. Thank you. But listen, could you come out to my car and get it? So I went out to your car, right? And we had to walk it across the street back into the building here. And I shredded my calf muscle trying to lift this thing and carry it across the street. Oh. I'm still wearing a boot 3 weeks later.
It really is that heavy, Jeff. I don't think it was just the duvet that did that to your calf.
No, I was having a few issues, but you put me in the boot. Look,
I put you in the boot.
That's my boot.
Totally worth it, Jeff. It was so worth it.
Actually, it was. My wife was so happy when she saw it and when she felt it. You know how women react when they feel minky,
Yeah. It's a problem. It's a really great addiction to have. And, you know, if you haven't seen them before, please stop by. Come check it out. We're really, really excited about that. But we have other gifts, too. So that'll be a lot of fun. And our entire store right now is 30% off until the end of today. 6 p.m. is when the clock strikes. So please come to our stores before 6 p.m. We are located in Lehigh and in Orem. So on the Real Estate Show, we get to talk about all the fun things. Of course, I'm an interior designer. I'm a real estate investor. I'm actually a real estate agent, even though I don't usually help other people unless it's friends or family with that. However, interest rates and buyer behavior is something that I always monitor, and I love to stay updated on that. There's always rates that are fluctuating, especially through our Q4. And they do show signs of stabilizing, which is great. They're probably going to stay put through Q1.
Yeah, I've learned something through this show. There's what I call an upstairs, downstairs. Downstairs in the KSL newsroom, we obsess about the Federal Reserve and what they're going to do about interest rates. And in fact, we're a few days away from the moment on the 10th that they're going to decide exactly what to do about interest rates. And I believe everybody is waiting for a quarter point rate cut. Yes.
Yes.
But here, upstairs in this studio where we work on Saturdays, is where I learned that whole Fed thing doesn't have a lot to do with mortgage rates.
It really doesn't, unfortunately. But I will tell you, this is good news. Utah inventory is up 15% year over year, but still under pre-pandemic levels. So that's really surprising that our inventory is up. December usually attracts motivated buyers. So it's your job relocations and tax planning and those kinds of things. So if you are a seller and you do have a buyer walk through your home right now, they're probably really serious because there's not a lot of looky-loos right now and they are in the market. They're there for a reason. So make sure that your home is in tip-top condition and looks great for all those showings.
You know, you mentioned 14 to 15% increase in inventory over last year. If there's that much available right now, what's that doing to home values?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's pressing down on the market at this point.
It's a buyer's market, no question about it. But I will tell you, Salt Lake, Utah County, Weber, and Davis County all saw listing increases compared to last year. You will notice that was listing increases.
The number of homes listed.
Exactly. On the market, not specifically sales. There's always a winter shift in December. Homes take longer to sell due to the weather, the holidays, and schedules. And sellers can negotiate more on repairs, timelines, and concessions.
I mean, given your druthers, would you prefer to wait to spring to list a home?
I think that's our sweet spot here in Utah, just because we have so many kids that are in school. And so most people do want to move in the summer instead of taking their kids out of school and then having to relocate. However, you will see a lot of shifting within neighborhoods. Specifically in my neighborhood, most of the people that sell their home, it's usually a buyer in our neighborhood that buys that home. And then that seller buys a different home in our neighborhood because
everybody stays around.
Yeah. We love it, which tells you, you know, lots of good things about our area. And we're happy to be there. From an investor point of view or a seller point of view, it's a great time to be doing repairs on your home. Because a lot of those subcontractors don't want to be outside and they want to come inside. And there's not as many people that are in the market during the holidays. They don't want all of their home in disarray. So you can usually negotiate better subcontractor repairs and home updates and all of those things during that time. And you're not competing with all of the parade of homes traffic because right there, you know, the end of May is when you have 40 homes that are trying to hit that parade of homes deadline. So that is not the time that you also want to be competing to get those subcontractors.
So you're saying if you're willing, if you want to save money, get your interior painted the week before Christmas.
For sure.
Could you imagine?
No, it's fun though, right? Okay, strongest performing segments, entry level, updated homes. Everyone wants a beautiful new home. And usually entry level buyers don't have extra money to put in new carpet or to do new paint. So if those things are already done, oftentimes they can be put into that mortgage payment and, you know, you're going to have a better time selling to those buyers. My girls, I have three daughters and one son. Two of my oldest daughters are in the market. My oldest daughter did purchase a home. My second oldest daughter is in the market to purchase a home. And of course, their tastes are, you know, microwave mentality. They want it hot, fast, and right now. And I can't say I blame them. But they want it to be pretty, and it's all about social media posts and, you know, having the beautiful kitchen and the bathroom and the four-car garage and all those things.
It's interesting because you've told us many times on this show about the sweat equity that you put into your beginnings, living in the basement, the whole story. Your kids want the microwave mentality house, though.
They want to live upstairs and rent the basement. They don't want to live in the basement, let's be honest. But, you know, my parents taught me early, and I'll forever be grateful that they said, work now or work later. And so we sacrificed in the beginning to get where we are. So you just have to decide what your goals and your priorities are. But homes under 700,000 still remain the strongest all across the Wasatch Front. And I think that Utah still remains strong because of our local job market, still remains to be one of the most resilient in the country. We have that family-based culture. It's one of my favorite things about Utah, and families love to be here. And we still have a continued out-of-state migration to Utah for safety, affordability, and lifestyle. Stay with us. Our next segment covers Utah holiday decor trends, staging strategies, and how to make your home shine this season. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Every now and then I rinse it out, and I need Downy Rinse tonight, and I need it more, like it was the bed and the smell never leaves. I don't know what to do, I'm always in the dark, the sweat in that shore smells like a dog park. I'm Downy Rinse tonight.
Downy Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
An Australian hiker travels to the American West to walk a wilderness trail.
Wasn't afraid to be out on his own.
But Eric Robinson vanished in the High Uinta Mountains.
I remember thinking, Eric, what were you thinking, mate?
I'm Dave Cawley. Join me on my podcast, Uinta Triangle, where I travel the world to answer the question, what happened to Eric Robinson? Follow Uinta Triangle, that's U-I-N-T-A Triangle, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show on KSL. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and with the holidays upon us, let's dive into how homeowners can prepare, decorate, and add value to their homes during the winter season. First, let's start with what I love best, and that is home decor trends, and specifically today, holiday trends. There are so many fun things that you can do to your home for the holidays.
So I'm curious, because we all talk about holiday traditions, right?
Yes.
Is there anything like new and hot out there? Holiday decor?
You know what? You would be surprised. Every single year, you just think it's been done before. There's nothing new. And when we go to furniture market or accessory market, we're always surprised to find all the new things. This year, it's all about warm whites and creamy neutrals, and they really are replacing all the chalkboard or stark whites is what I call them. So everything is getting more warm. I'm loving the navy blues right now. I'm loving the gray blues, the sage greens, the moss greens, the berries, the raspberries, the cranberry color reds. All of those are very, very hot. They're classic jewel tones. You can't go wrong. And just adding a little bit of those accents are just absolutely stunning to almost all decor here in Utah. The natural greenery is really trending. They have garlands and greenery right now that actually is real touch. So you can't even tell that it's not real, but it just doesn't dry out and turn brown. But you can use it year after year, and it's absolutely stunning. It's almost what you would see up at Sundance or Park City, you know, on a pine tree. It's absolutely stunning. We have those at our store. They're pine, cedar, juniper, and winter berries. So come check those out while supplies last at our stores. More than anything, it's just adding lots and lots of layers and textures. So those chunky knits, the faux furs, and of course we have those in pillows, Jeff, and in blankets, and then wool blends. And those are absolutely so, so warm and cozy for the winter and for the holidays. Metallic accents are always really great. Those champagne golds, the brushed bronzes, the metallic silvers and pewters, and then statement greenery, the oversized wreaths, the garlands, the ribbon details. You can't go wrong. And it's just so much fun. Don't get overwhelmed. We do have a $99 special going on right now for a 1-hour consultation. We can come in and help you to get everything correctly in your home, in the right places. Make sure your scale's right. Make sure the colors are all coordinating and working together. Some of your best ROI holiday home improvements this year, I made a little list. Number one, fresh paint. And that's sometimes something that can be a DIY. Oftentimes I say, don't even attempt. Don't do it. It's not worth it. You're going to have to pay someone to come in and fix your mess ups, but I feel like paint is something that I've seen be done and done well. And it really does lift that emotional appeal to your home. And even the smell of fresh paint is awesome. Updating your cabinet hardware is number two. And it modernizes your kitchen instantly and can be done very affordably. Can even be done in a bathroom. I mean, oftentimes there's just two banks of cabinets, and that's not expensive and can really update that entire space.
I have a design question.
Of course.
I know you for more than a couple of years now, and you are a relentlessly positive person.
That's so nice. Thank you.
No, it's true. You go into somebody's house, though, and they're insistent on a color, and you have to tell them, oh, honey, no. That is so out. You're making a mistake. I don't see you being able to do that.
I am not that person. I am not a negative person. Jeff, you are right. I look at the world with sunshine and rose glasses. But I will tell you, I think as an interior designer, my job is to help you love your home. And I do often find myself educating people about what the trends are. But at the end of the day, I go home. And they live in their home. And I am different than other designers in that I feel like I want to help them, educate them, show them all the latest and greatest. But I listen. And I think that's probably my best quality as an interior designer is listen to my client about how they live in their home, what works for them, and then really bringing together, partnering really, in making it somewhere that they want to be and love to be with the education and the experience that I have is probably the most important thing that I feel like I can do as an interior designer.
That sounds amazing. So do you ever get a person who says, Heather, do your magic and make this room like modern, what's happening now? I want home and hearth feel. Everything can go, the walls, the floor. But the plaid couch stays.
I have had those clients, and we can make that plaid sofa incredible. I will tell you, oftentimes we do have a lot of people that want hands-on and others that just say, here's my credit card. Just make it look good. I don't want to deal with it. This is not my skill set. I'm not going to pretend that I know what I'm doing. And that's always a lot of fun, too. So whatever, you know, style you like, whatever colors you like, we will coordinate all of that and make it somewhere that you love to be. Lighting fixtures is also another very, very inexpensive way that you can change the ambiance of your home. And then for all those guys, smart home additions, the locks, the thermostats, the cameras, that's always really, really fun. And guys just love this stuff. Yeah, it's the techie stuff.
It excites me. But at the same time, I read an article in the New York Times that says people are now favoring dumb homes. They want tactile knobs and switches they can touch and feel, like the kind you would see in an old car, as opposed to everything taking place on a touchscreen.
Well, I think oftentimes it just doesn't work. It's too complicated, and we don't want to go to all those details. For me, I just want it to work. I want it to turn on. I want it to turn off and have a little bit of flexibility, but also be maybe not as smart as oftentimes what is available. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Coming up next, we will be talking about 2026 Utah real estate predictions and early year trends that you should prepare for. Stay tuned.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Ah, Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
An Australian hiker travels to the American West to walk a wilderness trail.
Wasn't afraid to be out on his own.
But Eric Robinson vanished in the High Uinta Mountains.
I remember thinking, Eric, what were you thinking, mate?
I'm Dave Cawley. Join me on my podcast, Uinta Triangle, where I travel the world to answer the question, what happened to Eric Robinson? Follow Uinta Triangle. That's UINTA Triangle on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and we are shopping and shopping and shopping, and we are having so much fun. Both of our stores are absolutely obliterated. There is, I don't know how I would describe it, maybe organized chaos going on, but it is so much fun. Come and check out our stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Osmond Designs, you know, we're the home decor store, and we probably have something for everyone that they will love. For this segment, we will be focusing on the 2026 Utah real estate predictions and early year trends that you should prepare for. And during this show, we get to talk about anything and everything real estate related. So that includes commercial and residential. That includes buyers, tips for buyers, sellers, builders, and investors as well across the state. So let's start with price stability heading into 2026. Real estate in Utah continues to improve. All of our equity is going up. If you are in the market, congratulations, great job. Oftentimes, most of us are making more in the equity in our home or our investments than we're even making in our day jobs. Getting into the market is a little bit harder, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, during the course of the year, I've been watching closely. There have been ebbs and flows in the market, seasonally speaking. But by year's end, we are up, and we're projecting that up will continue. Not huge up, not quantum up like we've experienced over the past few years, right?
So true. So it's not a boom and it's not a crash, but steady appreciation is expected into 2026, which is fantastic. Inventory outlook. Inventory is up 14 to 15%, depending on what you're looking at. And it really is offering more buyers options. So if you're a buyer in the market, you get pick of the litter. And you will get a great deal on a great home. Oftentimes, $50,000, $100,000, hundreds of thousands of dollars under list price or under appraisal price.
I'm expecting that's on a $5 million house.
Depends on the home, right? In the neighborhood and all those good things. You may be paying a little bit higher interest rate than you're comfortable with, but the money that you'll be saving on the home will offset that.
You know, at this moment where we're in this precarious position with interest rates, is anybody bold enough to predict what mortgage rates are going to look like next year?
I don't think so. I think most reports are saying it's pretty steady. I don't think there will be any significant increases or decreases regarding
that. They could slide down slightly. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, it feels like they're really high right now at 6 1/3, basically, right?
6.5, yeah. Getting right in there. Yeah, for sure. So competition is easing. Only 19% of Utah homes sell above the list price. So it used to be that there were multiple offers.
It was 99%, right?
Right, exactly. And now that's significantly down from pandemic highs. So buyers gain more negotiating power, and that's always fun. So way to go if you're a buyer. New construction surge, that's always a hot topic depending on the city throughout Utah. but large subdivisions in Utah County, Tooele County, and Davis County are expected to release new phases in early 2026. And builders really are focusing on affordability, quick move-in homes, and energy-efficient packages. At Osmond Designs, we do a lot of model homes for builders, and I can tell you that we have a lot of model homes in the queue with significant plans to be doing more for each of these production builders, which is really, really exciting. They're selling homes, and it's going well. And these homes need to be decked out because there's a lot of competition. And when a buyer walks into one of these model homes, it needs to feel homey and it needs to be somewhere that they can envision themselves living. Let's talk about the economic and job market influence. Number one, Utah's robust job market continues drawing talent from out of state. I don't know if it's people that have lived here that now live out of state that then come back. I hear a lot of that. But I also think that there's a lot that have never lived in Utah that are now moving here. I would say probably half of my clients.
There's opportunity. You have the Silicon Slopes, which are a tremendous draw. And for that matter, the ski slopes as well. People who've been here once passed through said it was beautiful. See the cost of living compared to where they are now. The only thing they have to fight is the housing availability issue, but where they are now, homes cost twice as much.
It's true, and it's a bargain here in Utah, right? And we have large homes, and then they look at the prices, and they're always surprised.
But the problem is, it's less and less of a bargain as our home prices rise and rise. Now things should calm down a little bit, and we'll find some equilibrium.
I'm hoping so. But if you're local, everything seems unaffordable. If you're an out-of-state person, they think it's, you know, bargain pricing. And I would say half of my clients right now are out-of-state clients, which is interesting.
What the projection is that we're going to have 2 million more residents in Utah over the next 40 years. That just came out in the last few weeks. I think it's a Kemsey Gardner
Yes, that
study.
Is correct.
Okay, so 2 million people would increase the state's population by 40%. Do you think most of them are going to be people having kids and their kids having kids and we're growing that way? Or do you think it's going to be a lot of people as well coming from out of state? 30 years from now.
Right? Who knows, Jeff? That's a really good question. But they do say that strong corporate relations are expected to influence early 2026 buying patterns. So we do have a robust economy here in Utah, and it is bringing more and more employees, which is always positive here in Utah. Okay, let's switch gears. Tips for buyers preparing over the holidays. If you are a buyer in the market right now, here's some tips for you. Number one, improve your credit score. So there's ways to do that, right? Make more money, spend less. Seems pretty obvious. You would be surprised how many people haven't figured that out yet. But you can also ask for credit increases on some of your credit cards, which makes your debt to income ratio a little better.
Unless you charge it up.
Yeah,
right?
You can't do that.
If you charge it up, that's a problem.
Right, exactly, Jeff. Prepare your documents early. Talk to a loan officer. Talk to a bank. Make sure that you're educated on where you need to be and get the paperwork going and have a goal and work fiercely towards that goal.
We've had a lot of bankers on this show over this past year. And almost universally, each of them has said, we're willing to work with you. Come in. We'll give you advice about how to get there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Make sure that that pre-approval process is started early so that you know how much to afford. Because if you go look for homes and then go to get your loan, you're going to be disappointed.
Or if the guy says behind the desk, pay this one off, you can let this one ride and maybe consolidate this and you're going to have a much better chance at getting a new home. You're going to know it and you're going to be able to take action.
And oftentimes they'll give you this advice for free. So why not take advantage? Maybe it's your son or daughter or one of your grandkids. And I think grandparents don't underestimate your influence on your kids and your grandkids. You have a lot of wisdom to share. And these are things oftentimes they don't teach in school that they need to be teaching in our Utah schools. Okay, tips for sellers preparing over the holidays. Do pre-listing updates now. So before you decide to list your home and put it on the market, start doing some of these home repairs, like I had mentioned, doing it over the winter when people are hungry, they want to work. there's not as much work out there. And so oftentimes you can get a great job done for a reasonable price. Get professional photos scheduled early. Professional photographers will make all the difference when you are going to list your home versus taking pictures with your iPhone. There is a difference. We all know it.
A tremendous difference. You wouldn't think because that phone camera is so, so good, but there's a tremendous, tremendous difference.
Totally worth it. And then consider listing mid-January when buyer activity surges. For some reason, mid-January, there's more buyers. The holidays are over, so all of those people that are relocating.
People who have money left to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
After the holidays,
right? They do want to look at homes, and this is a very unique surge that happens before springtime. So if you do need to sell for whatever reason, mid-January seems to be a great time to do that.
How about you? You haven't moved into a new home in what, 6 months?
I know, right, Jeff? Jeff's being sarcastic over here. So I lived actually in my neighborhood in Alpine for, I should know exactly what that is, but I would say it's about 9 years. Built a home, beautiful home, and we decided to sell it. We had people knocking on our door. They wanted to buy it. So, of course, my husband said, well, anything's for sale at the right time or the right price. And, of course, I'm crying. Like, this is my home. There's blood, sweat, and tears. As an interior designer, I'd spent years and years designing and creating. And so there was a lot more emotional, draw there to me. But we did sell the home. We bought the lot right next to us, and we plan to build a new home. So we, as we had mentioned earlier in this podcast, we bought another home in our neighborhood, and we lived there and loved it while we were trying to create stability for our kids while we built our new home. And we just stayed there because we were tired at that point. And that happens too. So we stayed there longer than we had expected. And I truly thought I would stay there for many, many more years because it was a beautiful home.
But then you emptied out the nest.
But then this incredible home in my same neighborhood and ward came up for sale. It was this amazing elderly couple. They wanted to sell and the kids didn't want anything to do with it. And it needed a lot of updates. And so I found out that the home was going to go up for sale, and I made them an as-is offer and said, please don't touch anything, because if you put any money into this home, I probably won't like it. So I would rather buy it as-is and then do it the way that I want. And it's been a beautiful home. I've lived there for just over a year. Great investment. And for me, this home has just been an incredible place to be. And I probably will stay there for many, many years. I don't have any plans to move, but I think it's always good to keep your options open. Spend your money wisely on good investments, and you'll never go wrong here in Utah. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, with Jeff Kaplan. We'll be right back.
From Salt Lake City to Arches, Utah roads are full of surprises. But AAA is your membership to go. It's roadside support that travels with you and starts at less than $6 a month. Add loved ones to your membership for 50% off. Call or visit your local branch today.
We're here.
The holidays at our house get crazy busy, but it's the little things that make family traditions feel extra special. And Pillsbury, they make it easy. Who wants to bake some cookies? From gooey cookies to warm, flaky crescent rolls, Pillsbury brings joy straight to the table.
These crescent rolls are so good.
Tis the season for big smiles and easy wins with Pillsbury. Visit Pillsbury.com for holiday recipe inspiration.
Time and time again, detection-based cybersecurity solutions have failed to stop ransomware. It's time to rethink your posture. ThreatLocker offers a zero-trust approach to endpoint protection that stops ransomware before it strikes. ThreatLocker delivers a deny-by-default strategy where you choose what to run, then block everything else. The result? No stress about the latest malware, because with ThreatLocker, you block it by default. Take charge of your cybersecurity and gain control over your environment. Visit ThreatLocker.com today and stay one step ahead of cyber threats.
This radio commercial is about selling your home. And while you'd expect to hear all about the stress, chaos, the mountains of paperwork, strangers touching your cabinets, here's nothing. Because Open Door is the opposite of chaos. With an all-cash offer to close in as little as 14 days, no hassles, no making repairs. And yes, it's boring, but when it comes to selling your home, boring is good. Open Door, a simpler way to sell. Get your all-cash offer at opendoor.com/radio. Eligibility and offer price may vary.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osman Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osman is here from Osman Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And in this final segment, we will explore how Utah's holiday traditions, lifestyle amenities, and community culture shape where people want to live. Here in Utah, you know, almost anywhere in Utah is an incredible place to live. We have so many great things that other states don't have. The people is probably, in my opinion, number one. We have the most incredible people that live here, and I love our communities. It's cozy. People are service oriented, and it's all about family, which is awesome. And I believe that lifestyle matters more than ever. With inventory rising, buyers choose neighborhoods based on lifestyle, not only price. People are loving walkability, trails, parks, and shopping access, which, you know, drives demand. So make sure that you are always keeping that famous slogan, location, 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 in mind when you're looking to relocate. Second thing is family-centric housing demand. 70% of Utah homes sold remain in the $300,000 to $700,000 range, which is ideal for families. That's usually not a first-time home. It's usually a second home for most people in that price range, but that's probably where the majority of Utahns are. And that's just, those are very expensive homes. Those are really, really beautiful homes.
Well, on the low end, I wouldn't think so, but at the high end there, $300,000 to $700,000.
Yeah, those are luxurious, gorgeous homes. They're multi-generational living. Continues still to grow. Buyers want to, you know, have those larger gathering spaces because we have our kids living with us, or we have our parents or our in-laws living with us, because people can't afford their own house payments at this point unless you have multiple incomes to sustain that. Experience-based communities, amenity-rich neighborhoods with clubhouses, pools, pickleballs, and walking trails. Lifestyle amenities increase long-term value, especially for resale. I think a lot of that is those homeowners associations are deciding and realizing that every home doesn't need to have a swimming pool and they all don't have to have sport courts. But if we charge just a monthly fee, then we can all enjoy those things. And so those are really becoming popular. I think they've been popular out of state, but that whole trend and theme is coming to Utah.
HOAs are a curse and a blessing, both at the same time.
I think so too. And I personally think they're a blessing because I think it maintains property values. Yeah, it can be a little bit annoying. And there's always that one neighbor in every HOA that seems to cause problems, but it's better than having the hot pink home next to your home when you've invested a lot of money.
You know, many homeowners say there are some rules that really don't impact price and are so ridiculous.
I agree with that as well, Jeff. You know, those HOAs, just make sure that if you don't like how your HOA is being run, volunteer to be a member on that so that you can get rid of things that don't matter and really accentuate the things that do.
My condo in West New York, in New Jersey, overlooking Manhattan. Beautiful condo. But, you know, there were roof problems in the building and things got a little dicey with an assessment. The condo association said, well, everybody's going to have to pay. And, you know, there was a meeting and they announced to us the president of the condo association has disappeared.
Oh, no.
He just evaporated.
Did he take all the money?
Probably. I never stayed around to find out. My answer was sell. I'm moving to Utah.
Sell sign up the next day, I'm sure. You know, Utah's culture and our community, I think, is what really makes the state special. There's a strong sense of safety and community. I think we all watch out for each other, which is fantastic. Holiday traditions reinforce our neighborhood desirability. We talked about that in an earlier segment, all the fun things, most of which are just free of charge, that these businesses put together so that we can go enjoy the holidays. And then out-of-state buyers often cite community feel as their number one for choosing Utah. Last but not least, I want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who really does create our community feel all across the Wasatch Front with all of their locations. And they are always trying to give us money, which I think is so much fun, especially during the holidays. Please do not forget Central Bank. If you don't have an account there, go check them out. They're incredible. Thank you for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll see you next week. Happy shopping. Come check out Osmond Designs. Our entire store is an additional 30% off today only. See you next week.
When it's time to find your next car, you don't want to waste hours scrolling. At KSL Cars, you can go from searching to finding fast. With smart filters and local Utah listings, you'll see only the cars that actually fit your budget, your style, and your life. It's car shopping made easy without the runaround. So don't wait. Join thousands of Utahns who found their new car on KSL. Get the right car right now at KSLCars.com. That's KSLCars.com. Fast, simple, and local.